Hey, it's Grace Roberts, and we're talking with today on Access Cleveland. Let's welcome Cool Mo D. How have you been? What's going on with you?
I've been very cool in the studio, getting this record together for the summer, end of the summer, I should say. Got the TV show I'm working on now, Behind the Rhyme. In pre-production for that, so you know, keeping busy, doing my same old hip-hop thing.
Where have you been? Or we just didn't know, is that the case?
Combo of not knowing and staying below the radar. I have a love-hate kind of relationship with the industry, because I love the craft, love the music, love the art form, hate the business. Literally have a disdain for the business. And I think it's because what happens is you just get so marginalized and,
right,
you know, it doesn't get to go into the depth that I like to go into, and most of the outlets or whatever. So I've just never been the person that's really, really good at saying, hey, look at me because I want to make more money. That just never works for me. I mean, it's cool. Yes, we have to make a living. But, you know, I remember literally being on stage in 1988 in front of a bunch of, it was like about 18,000 people in Birmingham, Alabama, and we had given away some tickets, and some kids walked in, and you could tell they were very, very unkempt. They had, you know, kind of like raggedy shoes and you know, dirty undershirts or whatever, but they were there, and they were singing along with every single word. And from that moment, I mean, I'd already had this in me, but from that moment, I kind of vowed there's no way I would take the spotlight position that I was in and not try to give something back and try to have some kind of conversation to give them some kind of inspiration, some kind of motivation, some kind of insight. And it's just very, very, you know, as far as opportunities to do that on the biggest stage, the opportunities are just far and few between.
And thank you for that, Cool Mo D, because wouldn't you say that there is a need for that, a genuine need to give back? Like you said, not just to make money. So I thank you for taking a stance in that regard.
Yes, yes. And what's frustrating to me also is it's kind of the thing that everybody knows but seems to be reluctant to do, and I just don't understand that. And when I say reluctant to do, I'm not saying it's responsible for every single artist to get on stage and do some, you know, oh, you don't want to be preachy, so I'm not saying it in that vein. I'm just saying that it just seems like there's far fewer opportunities given. I mean, even for the level of popularity, it's almost like just do your song and bounce. We don't want any depth. We don't want any conversation.
Right.
We don't want it to go any other direction.
Right.
So I understand each forum has its own platform that they have to service, so to speak, but I just always felt like it could be a lot more done, especially when we get in those positions, when we are selling records and when we are on television more times than not.
You're going to be featured on TV One's Unsung on Monday night, and I'm so looking forward to. Like I said, I'm a huge fan, so I will definitely be there. But can you tell us what to expect, what we will see behind the scenes with Cool Mo D?
I wish I could, and I wish there was more to say. in the spirit of always being who I am and being real and never lying to any fan base that's out there, it just didn't go in the depth that I thought it would. Like, there's just little things that were never even really, really mentioned, and going to college and having a college degree, or even winning the Grammy and being the first to nominate for a Grammy. Those kinds of things are big, big, big oversights to not be in the program. And I think, again, back to what I meant when I was saying earlier, when you have that platform, I think that kind of information is extremely important for anybody watching, for the elders that don't know, that might not have an insight to the depth, and for the up-and-coming people who don't know that that's possible to do two things. You can have a degree and have an entertainment career. You can go to school and you can be an entertainer. We just always kind of take that out of the equation and don't let people know that it's synonymous. So, unfortunately, that kind of stuff isn't in the Unsung stuff. Of course, I talked for 4 hours. I know they had a hell of a time editing the way they had to edit through all of the interviews that we did, but it just didn't go in the depth that I thought it should have gone, could have gone into. So I have a very, very mixed kind of feeling about it. I'm happy that I've done it. Had a great experience recording and doing the stuff with the staff. Everybody was great. But I understand also, back to my thing, my love-hate industry, my love-hate relationship with the industry, I know that they want ratings, and you do what you do, so you kind of play the lowest common denominator. So they kind of just talked about the battle with LL and the battle with Busy Bee and the tax stuff. So it didn't really go where I thought it was going to go. So, again, happy to have done it, but I can't really say, yeah, you're going to get this and you're going to get that. You really don't get a sense of who I am when you watch it.
Let me ask you this. Would you say you're unsung? Would you say Cool Mo D is unsung?
In many ways, I'm unsung. And in many ways, I'm just unknown.
Well, I look forward to it. How can we stay in contact and stay in the know with you, Kumo D? What's your handle on Twitter? How can we connect with you on Facebook?
All of that stuff is coming on my birthday. I'll be making big, big, big announcements or whatever. And I will be revisiting you guys. Everybody that I'm doing this stuff with, I'll be revisiting and coming back through. So all of that stuff will be handled within the next month.
Well, looking forward to it because all of your fans will be tuning in to learn more. We'll be watching, of course, Unsung. Also, we'll stay connected. Looking forward to learning more about your Twitter, Facebook, and staying connected in the know. Congratulations. Continued success. Your new TV show, Behind the Rhyme. Your new album as well. Thank you for your focus. Thank you for giving back, Kumo D. And all the success. Continued success to you.
Thank you.